Blurry here, KNBR 680, with the manager of the All-Star team, the National League All-Star team. We talked a couple of weeks ago, and I appreciate your coming back on. We usually do this about once a month, but you're heading to Cincinnati, and you had quite a week of filling out the roster. How'd you do?
Well, I think we did all right. I do. We picked a nice squad, the most deserving squad. You're always going to leave some guys off, Marty. There's no getting around it. But, with what I had left, I had 9 picks. I had to get 3 picks from clubs that needed a rep. And so we think we have a really, really good team there. And I still have a couple more picks, I think. I have one pitcher, Scherzer, I think, is pitching on Sunday. I don't think Holiday's going to be ready, so I may have to replace those two.
All right, boy, interesting. You know, you're in the news a lot, and it's kind of a lot of fun to see who's going to start the All-Star game. A lot of times you kind of know, but this year it's kind of let's see who pitches good today, and you've really been taking a lot of questions on it.
Yeah, I pretty much know who I'm going to start. I don't have to name them until Sunday, but, it's never easy, but, you try to pick the guy that has been the most dominant, the first half. And I know you have the stars, so to speak, but still, whoever starts that game, he'll be a star, trust me, especially the way these starters are throwing the ball. And I'm talking about the all-star guys that we picked. And so I think we pretty much have our mind made up. But have a couple more days. And Dave Rigetti and I and Mark Garner have been working hard on it, the whole staff. I have my baseball ops. They bring me all the stats and analysis. And we worked hard on it. We did. And without taking away, I know it looked like it took it away from what we're doing here, but most of our work was done after that 11 o'clock game in Washington, and we hashed it out for 2-3 hours after the game.
I noticed you picked Adrian Gonzalez, and I was thinking about it. I said, well, you had him in San Diego. Of course, a nice first half for him, but you got to pick Adrian.
Yeah, last time I didn't take him, and he had a good first half, so, we looked at the numbers, and I wanted another first baseman, and really, he was who we thought was the best choice. Now you got Votto, who's from Cincinnati, but if you looked at the two guys, their numbers, Adrian had a little better numbers there. So, it's never easy, but we certainly think we got the right guy there.
Well, a lot of fun. All right, Bruce Bochy with us now. For San Francisco fans, it's going to be very interesting with the double play combination out there. And are you going to try to get them in the game together?
Yeah, I'll try. I certainly will try. And, I'd like to get Bum out there, too. He's been there, but he hasn't pitched yet. I'll try to do what's right. You got to pretty much have it mapped out before the game because it's, Marty, it's a busy time. You got all these players, and if you don't have a plan and you try to shoot from the hip or think you can, it doesn't work in the All-Star game.
Boy, fun. All right, it's going to be fun. I know you're going to be tired. We all need a break, but you're working through it. But you want to work through it because it meant you were in the World Series, which is good. How do you even get there? I mean, there's a game here on Sunday. Well, how do you even deal with that?
Well, we'll have a charter that we'll take the staff and some players. We'll have the same plane that we normally fly on. And, we get in late Sunday night. I got to get up early Monday morning, start the press conferences, and, of course, run the workout. And, there's so many demands that I really don't get as much time as I would like to spend with the players because we're all, busy with the media and especially in today's game. I mean, you got MLB, ESPN, and all the other networks. Of course, your local media. So it's a busy time, but believe me, it's an honor, and it never gets old. I do it every year, trust me.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. It's very nice to be able to do it. What do you think about that ballpark? The Home Run Derby is there. Righty, lefty, who's it favor? And you got to manage in that ballpark, and, of course, that's a ballpark Giants have had mixed success in.
Well, Home Run Derby's the participants are going to make this park look really, really small. I don't think there's a real advantage for lefties or righties. Both are short down the lines and in the gap. So Yeah, now I'm saying that without knowing, you know, if there's going to be wind involved or whatever. But and I really don't know who all's going to participate, to be honest. I haven't been watching that as much as concentrating on the game. But from what I understand, they're going to run it a little bit different, the Home Run Derby, and it's going to be more on time, and which I think would be good because I think the old way, it did get a little long there.
People were almost retired by the time it ended. Art Howell used to tell me that when the Pirates took batting practice, they used to have different baseballs. They'd come out and take batting practice, hit everything in the upper deck. It sounded like Home Run Derby. I wonder if they used different baseballs in this thing.
Yeah, I don't know if they do for a fact. I think they do, though. I do. I mean, it really flies. I mean, it looks like you're playing on the moon the way the ball's carrying. And so I now, my guess is they probably do play with a different ball, but not that it matters with these guys who will be taking part in Home Run Derby. Now, from what I understand, Harper's not going to participate, and I'm sure that's a disappointment. But, you know, they have their reasons. Some guys think it does mess up their swing, and I will say it's exhausting for those guys. Trust me, I've seen them, and they're sweating, and because their adrenaline's going, they're swinging as hard as they can, and you know, and by the time you get to third or fourth round, you're exhausted.
No, I agree. They should have pinch hitters in the Home Run Derby. That's my next suggestion. All right, what about the ball club? You guys are hovering about 500. You got a couple of pitchers on the DL. You got people coming back. Pence is back. Aoki will be back maybe in a couple of weeks. We've been down this road many times. It's a long season. How do you feel right now?
Yeah, I talked to the guys a couple of days ago, two or three days ago, and I said, you know, with all we've been through, really, I'm talking about injuries and not to make excuses. We've had some tough travel. You know, we're in a pretty good position. I said, you got to feel like that, and, you know, there's a lot of baseball left, and I think the toughest travel's behind us. We still have another trip that's going to be a grind for them, but and that's part of being on the West Coast. You know, that usually happens. But you know, I can't say we're content, but you know, with all they've had to deal with, we're in a pretty good position. You know, you're primed to make a run, and you're one win streak from being right where you need to be.
I agree. You know, the last couple of months, it separates everybody. So, got to have pitching, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, you do. And, you know, we know our success really depends on our starters. We go as far as they take us. And, you know, we're getting, you know, healthier. We got Kane and Peavy. Watch Huddy throw today. He looked good. Timmy's a little rusty. He had a good bullpen session, and so we're getting some help here. Plus, I think we have some fresh guys, you know, with the time that they've had off, and it should benefit them, you know, in the dog days and in the September drive. And I really think that, you know, second half's going to be a better half for our pitching, not just our starters, but our bullpen.
All right, well, I'm available for any questions if you need me. You know that.
Well, you know, Marty, I kept thinking I was going to get email or something about your all-star team. I saw everybody else's, but I never got to see yours. What now, was I close to yours?
Yeah, absolutely. I like it. I've been concentrating more on the starting pitcher for the game. And, you know, up till last night, I kind of thought it should have been Garrett Cole. But after watching Greinke last night and realizing his stuff is like up there with Drysdale and Koufax and Gibson for that first half, I'm kind of leaning that way.
Well, it's historic what he's doing. Last night there was a one-hit shutout for eight innings. That's pretty impressive what he's been doing. And, you know, those are crazy numbers. You look at his ERA and how consistent he's been from day one. And so he certainly is a very, very strong candidate.
Yeah, I like that. You know, the other thing I was going to tell you is let the starter go two innings. Let him see six or seven All-Stars on the other team. Don't pull him after one inning.
Well, I was thinking more 4 or 5 innings, you know, but...
Well, now I know who it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure they'll let me, but anyway, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. You know, you like for that starter to go a couple. My last game in New York, Harvey, they said he was good for 2 innings, and so, you know, he gave us a nice job there.
Yeah, I think that's what the All-Star game's all about. I appreciate you being on, as always, and good luck, and I'll see you. It'll be about 2 weeks before I see you again.
All right, Marty, thanks. Always good talking with you. And you know what? Let's get on the roll here last 3. How about it?
All right, I'm with you. All right, thanks, Bruce. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.